Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski promoted the importance of education in her recent visit to the Kenai Peninsula as she appeared at Mountain View Elementary on the Kenai Peninsula recently, saying that this was the first school she's been able to actually visit due to COVID-19 in quite some time. Senator Murkowski visited with Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland and Mountain View Elementary Principal Carl Kircher, as well as staff. Holland spoke with KSRM on how the visit went.
Got to meet with Principal Kircher and a small team there, and then go to a couple of the classrooms. It was pretty neat. One of the, Jeremy McKibben, a class, they were doing a government project. They've been studying the government, and then Senator Murkowski got right up there and participated. And because we're talking about the three branches of government, and we're really into it. And I think the comment was, you know, these students may know more about, you know, the United States government than a lot of adults. And I would have to agree after watching them. So great work there. And then she also got into a couple of kindergarten classrooms and participated with them. So a fun visit. She asked some great questions about the impact of COVID on learning and, you know, a lot of concern regarding kids when they were out, when there were school closures, and there still are other places around the country. Hats off to Mountain View Elementary for showcasing what a great school they are.
Senator Murkowski stated that the past few years have been incredibly challenging for educators, but praised Mountain View Elementary for, despite the hardships, putting education and kindness first. More information, as well as photos, RadioKenai.com. Soldotna City Council member Justin Ruffridge announced his intention to run for Alaska House of Representatives, challenging incumbent Representative Ron Gillum. Ruffridge was appointed and later elected to Council Seat F to serve a two-year term. He was re-elected in October 2020. Additionally, Ruffridge is a pharmacist and the director of pharmacy operations at Inlet Pharmacy Group. Ruffridge spoke with KSRM on the PFD and the budget.
I think obviously at the forefront of a lot of people's understanding is the PFD. I think that's been a huge area of conversation over the last number of years. I'm worried that it's been used as a bargaining chip in our political arena. I think there's decisions that need to be made on that front, and really to be able to stop wasting people's time, resources, money on having a singular conversation over and over again. On that note, the budget is important. Fiscal responsibility is important. I'm a business owner in this area, and so running things in a business capacity is important to me, to pay attention to efficiency and pay attention to things that really can be done well and run well. And a state is no different than that. And I think it's the duty of our legislature to promote that fiscal responsibility.
On experience, Ruffridge says,
I've been a public servant for several years, elected to Soldotna City Council and serving on the state board. And I'm passionate to continue serving people as a state representative. I think it's important to continue doing that in whatever capacity one can do, and this is an area that I've chosen to step into.
Ruffridge recently filled out his candidate registration form to the Alaska Public Offices Commission. According to the Alaska Division of Elections, Gillum already has filed to run for re-election. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.